fucking six. 140 fucking six. What up, guys?
40.
Made it another fucking week. That Fortnite, that new update is really good. You're doing yourself a disfavor. It's like,
I only played it like an hour.
Out of all the updates I've played, this one's the best.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Best season we've gotten in years, I would say.
Yeah, like, it's fucking fun.
Snap was really cool, guys.
Listen, Snap was cool, and the skins are only so-so, but there's this vampire dude, and he gives you these fucking vampire wings, and they can be your back bling and your glider, and it's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah. I don't give a shit about the bonus Star Wars shit. You know what I'd like in fucking Fortnite? Some Jay and Silent Bob characters.
Jay plays.
See? That'd be fucking dope. I'd play as Bluntman and Chronic. They probably wouldn't use Bluntman or Chronic.
I would play Cockknocker.
The Cockknocker is the mythical weapon you get for the season.
Yes.
Big hand that bounces people away. Man, I don't know what it is about these heists, but I love breaking into these vaults.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it is fun as shit, man.
You guys ever played Payday?
Plus, they give you the big rocket.
Yeah, the big rocket is cool. Man, is Payday dope? I've always wanted to play it because
it's good.
Breaking into a bank was fun. That was my problem.
Yeah, it's kind of boring by yourself, and it's also very difficult by yourself, but it's a pretty fun game if you got at least one other person with you.
Man, I really fucking enjoyed Kane Lynch multiplayer.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that was breaking into... Like, the level I really remember is breaking into a bank. And, like, you all could work together, but then you could all turn on each other. And if you work together, you know, you split everything. And if you fucking turned on everyone, you stole whatever you got from everyone else. So
I remember that being in Game Informer, and it was like a big deal.
It was
Dog Days or some shit.
That was the second one, I think.
Yeah.
I never played that, but it had that weird filter that everyone loved.
Yeah.
It's like a broken TV. Well, that doesn't sound good.
Army of Two game, I feel like that was kind of the same.
Army of Two was pretty cool.
Army of Two of those. Mercenaries, that was a good one.
That was a very good one.
Man, I missed out on Mercenaries 1 and 2, sadly.
Poor guy.
They were both good.
Yeah, I heard really good things. And I love destruction in games. So I'm surprised I didn't.
I mean, Mercenaries 2 was... I mean, maybe even the first one. Call in, like, drone strikes, busters, and all sorts of gnarly-ass shit, man.
Man, yeah, I really missed out. Back in the Xbox days, once Halo 2 came out, I stopped playing other games until Halo 3 came out. And then even then I didn't play other games for a while. I was addicted to fucking Halo.
Yeah. The online on Halo 2 and 3 was top notch, man.
Top
notch. Yeah. I fucking miss it. And you know the Master Chief collection made me realize that yeah, 2 was good, but my love for 2 is more blindness from nostalgia. 3 is really where it was at. Like, I realized I know that game from front to back.
Yep.
That, like, I showed my kids how to get all the skulls without looking it up. I'm like, I can't believe I remember this shit. That was pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't remember shit from Halo 2 except for the bad ending.
Yeah.
I'm gonna finish this fight. I remember Halo 2 multiplayer.
The Scarab in Halo 2, like at the very beginning, that thing was cool. Is that what it was? Scarab?
Yeah.
Really big first thing.
First time seeing that thing, like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah. We're about to fucking take that down? What?
It just starts fucking taking tanks and shit out.
And then that shit was sick.
Hitting it with rockets and hitting it with rockets, man.
It was so good.
Man. And then you take down like three of them in three. That was pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Man, that was where I fell off though. After three. I mean, four was okay, but it wasn't as. And not. I fucking missed one. What was Reach? I hated Reach.
Yeah.
I played it a little bit. Fucking. That. I hated that fucking. What was that fucking thing? Where you punch the ground and he had a shield.
The armor lock.
Oh, that shit pissed me off. Especially on, never forget on fucking Longsword or whatever that fucking map is. And they would always do it in the little fucking room where the lift is. And I hated going up that lift and fucking just other people's grenades bouncing into me. Cause this motherfucker's armor locker.
Yeah.
I hated that game so fucking much.
I liked the X-wing shit in 4. Like right, well, like when you're going to fight the last little boss or whatever,
that was
flying through the trenches of that ship. That's
cool. You're flying the fucking not the warthog, the fucking pelican.
Yeah.
They finally let us fly a pelican. Yeah, that was pretty dope.
That was my favorite part of the game.
Cause that boss battle sucked. Like, oh, press X.
Yeah.
Fuck, really I beat good. Him.
Yeah.
That was great. I'm glad that ancient threat is over with. And the Prometheans sucked, too.
Yeah,
they did.
Their weapons were okay. But, I don't know. Halo 3 was definitely the peak for me. Although, 5's multiplayer was different and more Call of Duty-ish. But I think it worked, and I had a lot of fun with 5. But they took out split screen, and that kind of ruined it.
Now, 4 is the last one that I played online. And then I just kind of fell off of the Halo series, to be honest. Deep Collection.
Infinite was really good. And they didn't take it seriously enough. Like, the first season was, like, over a year almost. And it's like, you're not giving us any new content or anything. This is dull. Like, you give us new shit we can buy, yeah, but where's the next battle pass? Where's a new map? Give us an update. Give us something fucking fresh.
Right.
Like, and to see Halo... And I spent fucking good money on... fucking cat ears for my fucking Spartan. My Spartan 100% has fucking cat ears. And I don't even play this shit anymore. And it was a really good fucking Halo. Like, it felt like it's what I would have wanted Halo 4 to be like. Like, it's like old Halo meets new Halo, and this is what Halo 4 should have been. Like, let's forget Halo 4 and 5 were a thing.
Yeah.
This is the new fourth Halo.
So, do you think that the success of Fortnite and, like, that kind of model where they change the entire map, like, a little bit, you know, every 3 months or so, and kind of fuck that up is gonna like affect games like Grand Theft Auto 6 that are gonna want to keep, you know, going over the years.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, because if Grand Theft Auto 6 comes in and they're like, okay, here's the game, and you just play it and do these same missions over and over and over. I mean, they did a good job with 5 of, like, having new downloadable content and stuff like that, but I think they really kind of need to step it up.
Man, fucking GTA Online is okay. I mean, they do a lot, but they don't. Like, and all of it is, to experience this fun shit, you gotta buy shit. Buy a shark card. This costs millions of fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Millions of fucking dollars. And it's like, man, I really would like a yacht. But I don't want to spend $100 real on this fucking yacht.
And I don't want to grind playing this game and doing the same missions over and over and over and over again just to do this cool new shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm out with this.
I bet all of their collaborations will be with rappers.
Yeah.
Like, Danny Brown did some shit for him. He's even in a heist.
That's pretty fucking cool. Man, I did like their heist. Like, when they added the heist shit. But we were glitching the one heist to get all the money.
They'll have to, like, Pitbull and maybe a bunch of porn stars.
Oh, yeah, porn stars. They probably collaborate with porn stars, too.
That's in Miami, so.
What good else?
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's gonna find his way in it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, a basketball player. Man.
And a basketball player.
You know who do really great?
Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Ja Morant.
Oh.
Get that blast.
Well, bad. I just caught that. Yeah. Okay.
You know, when you get caught up in 3 gun-related scandals in 1 NBA season, maybe you need to start playing basketball more.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Oh man.
Or get in on Grand Theft Auto 6. Do
that's,
it.
That's what he's going for.
Man, the fucking guy who hacked Rockstar and leaked all the shit he did about GTA 6 did it from a Roku or something at a fucking hotel.
That's fucking beautiful.
That, like, what the fuck, man?
That's fucking beautiful.
I didn't know you could do all that shit. It might have been like a fire stick. Like, we've come a long way with technology if you can fucking hack into a multi-million dollar company like that from the TV in your fucking hotel room.
Was it like the hotel next to the place or something? Or what?
I have no fucking idea.
Like, or was it the Rockstar folks were in the room next door and they had that shit stowed on a laptop or something?
Fuck. Yeah, I think it was in the cloud and he got into the cloud somehow. You know, they're always fucking reaching into the cloud and taking shit. I remember the fappening.
Here's here's this before I forget about it. The fappening, though.
Okay, yeah. All that popped up was fucking, oh, the trailer, Thunder Ray. What the fuck is, all right, hold on.
Yeah, it looks neat.
We're gonna share it.
Oh,
Oh shit, it's like Punch-Out?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who likes Punch-Out?
This is pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, that shit looks crazy.
This is like a arcade game you can download or something?
It's coming out on Steam, PS4, or probably 5, I don't know. PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Coming to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I might buy this.
Yeah, shit looks cool.
Hell yeah.
That looks like fun.
Definitely.
That's a dope-ass fucking... How'd you find out about that?
It popped up in my recommended earlier.
Hey, Donnie, what'd you think about that?
What?
That game trailer.
I didn't watch it.
It's Punch-Out style. What do you think? You like Punch-Out?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Donnie approves.
I like Punch-Out a little bit. Fucking man, it's weird seeing it with such smooth graphics. Like the shit look like a cartoon now as opposed to a video game. That's how I felt with the new Battletoads.
Yeah.
Like, you know, before it was like, okay, this is all pixelated and shit. It looked like a video game. Now it's like a fucking cartoon you can control. Like, look at Cuphead. Cuphead looks just like an old cartoon.
Dude, my kid plays the shit out of it. It's a black and white video game.
That shit.
Oh, splash of color.
The air kicked on.
Oh, good. It was hot there still.
It's starting to get hot as fuck in here after I turn that fan on.
Man, listen, we have one day where it was cold and like it was chilly and shit. Like, I'd actually even put, you know, like a mild jacket on. Fucking one day of that, and now it's going back up into the 80s and 90s. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, one day of fall weather?
That's fool's fall.
Fool's fall.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, Donnie, I thought you were just about to whip your dick out for a minute. And I was like, oh no, why is he doing this? Oh. He said, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys for pointing out I fell asleep. Oh man, I've done it too. I've fallen asleep on this podcast like 3 times.
I haven't fallen asleep yet, but I got real close the last time when I put those sunglasses on. Bro. It was nice and dark in here. I was getting comfortable.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of giving you that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, I'm too tired for this shit. I woke up for this.
Like, fuck you guys.
Fucking assholes. Man. Shit, Mortal Kombat comes out soon. Not just that, but fucking the Pokemon.
But fucking Pokemon, huh? You nasty little Pokemon. Dude.
That's kind of new for you, isn't it, Rick?
You little rascal.
Listen, after you caught them all, you gotta do something with them.
You nasty little rascal.
Man, that DLC comes out.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. Let's see, when is that? The 13th?
Yeah.
My calendar doesn't work, so who the fuck knows? Fucking jerk ass calendar. Come on, Google, open up a damn calendar. Oh man, I didn't know. Fucking finding out when. Okay, the 13th is a Wednesday. Oh, it's so far away. It's
not
2 weeks.
It's just 2 weeks.
Oh man, it's just a
flyby.
Oh god, you know what? It sucks is I gotta work that weekend. And I'm gonna be up. Oh, and I have to go into office both those days.
Damn.
That one hurts.
I think I might get Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about convinced.
I got it. I could not get it. And fucking Invasion Mode looks cool.
Definitely.
But I'm not looking too much into it because people be spoiling shit already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to know the whole fucking story yet.
Check this out.
You know, for some reason, I thought you were about to do a magic trick.
I did. I turned off my camera. I disappeared.
That was impressive.
So I fucking picked this bad boy up today.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
The Power Rangers.
Pretty sweet. It's really thick. It's like a little like magazine almost.
Okay.
Pretty damn cool though. It's got the fucking actual, you know,
team. The actual Power fucking Rangers on there.
Yeah.
From like 1993.
And bam. Number 3.
Oh yeah, I saw that too and I thought of you, man.
The owner has been sick, so I don't think he's had time to try to order the other one.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this week, I picked up a number 3 also.
Oh, shit.
Deadpool. Ooh, Deadpool.
Tatter Blood.
Oh.
And that's Venompool. They get into it a little bit. Matter of fact, there's a...
I had no idea.
Oh, that's so sick.
That those were, you know, Venompool was even a thing.
Oh, yeah, Venompool's cool.
And then last week... this came in the mail.
Deadpool Timequake.
I got a copy of it. Deadpool Timequake. This is a one-shot comic that they did in conjunction with DC Shoes. They make skateboard shoes.
Hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
And I've been wearing them for years, and I was like, how... Like, I've got to get this. How do I get my hands on this comic?
That's what...
And turns out it's a pretty rare one. But
oh, shit.
I got a copy and I gave it a quick and careful read, and put it right back in the bag, man. Save that one for later. And that Venompool had me thinking, you guys might like to see this one.
Oh, that's so fucking cool.
Well, there we go. All right, so that's a Scotty Young variant cover. And this is actually the first appearance of Venompool.
Oh, shit.
Was in this What If.
And that's awesome.
They liked it so much and the character design was so cool that they decided to kind of actually throw it into, you know, when they opened up the multiverse, Venompool was going to come out.
I hate the multiverse.
There are so many Deadpools.
There's so many multiverses.
Everyone's got a damn multiverse.
Got a bunch of Japanese comics too.
Yeah, they've been messing with them for years. When they've been messing with like the time streams and Cable back and the X-Men going to the future, going to the past.
That's true.
Captain America, you know, frozen in time for 50 years or whatever it was. I mean.
I'll allow it for Marvel and DC. Everyone else is starting to bother me.
Well,
it's their fault.
You're right. They bother me.
So you shouldn't let them slide. They're the worst offender.
You know, well, you're right.
Come up with it. That's not like their thing. Like, there's been universal.
No. No. It's Marvel and DC's fault.
It's totally Marvel and DC's fault that everybody wants multiverse.
It's Disney.
It's Marvel's fault.
dude, Stone Ninja is gonna smoke strain weed to send him to another dimension where weed doesn't even get you high.
Oh shit, that's a terrible one.
Weed works like alcohol.
There's a chunk of strawberry cough. This stuff is really nice. strawberry cough coming in at 21.85%.
Oh shit.
Not bad. It's doing alright.
Man.
Gotta wear sunglasses. It's too bright in here.
Look at these fucking hardcover books I got.
Oh shit, what is that? Oh, Soul Eater.
Yeah.
What was the other one you had held up?
Oh, that was that one I showed you guys the other day.
Oh.
Got a Go-Go Loser Ranger.
Oh yeah, but that's not the Power Rangers.
No, they're the Dragon Keepers.
Okay. Alright. The Dragon
Keepers. They are
ass name.
Fucking corrupt as fuck from what I understand from this so far. Like, these monsters came to Earth 13 years ago. The war was won in a year. But since then, they've had every Sunday a showdown in this one area of town where everybody gathers to watch them fight the monsters. But all of the boss monsters are dead, so it's just fucking like they're called dusters, but they're basically putties. So all the putties are up here in the fortress trying to come up with monsters so that these fucking Power Ranger dudes can fight them and be cool and sell things and make money and shit.
That makes sense. That's what I would do if I was a Power Ranger.
And there's been a few putties that have decided, fuck this shit, I'm gonna infiltrate them and bring them down from the inside.
What's this called? The Dragon Force?
Go-Go Loser Ranger.
Oh, shit.
I think you could read it on, I think it was on Mangadex, if you want to read it.
There's a pink one. There's an orange one. Well, I'm trying to click on this shit, and it's not doing anything. So they're bad guys, but guys?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what it is. They're like, you know, just trying to keep up the charade so they can keep selling those fucking toys and shit.
That makes sense.
There's a commercial in one of the, here, let me find it, for the Dragon Blaster.
The Dragon Blaster.
Yeah, the Divine Artifact, the Dragon Blaster. You can be a ranger too.
Oh, hell
yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. I'm definitely gonna get more of this.
Dude, is there an anime?
Uh-uh.
There probably will be one, dude.
There probably will be. I mean, it's pretty cool. And like, I think there's 6 or 7 volumes so far of it, so it's popular enough to keep going, you know. Maybe there will be, maybe.
Okay. And I had another question about it, but now I don't fucking remember. How did you find out about this shit?
YouTube.
Okay.
I was just looking up you know, weird manga right there. And then that popped up, and I was like, well, that sounds cool as fuck. I like Power Rangers.
The putties look pretty fucking cool. They look like little video game guys. That's weird. It's a weird anime. I saw this one, and it was like fucking blood cells and shit.
Cells at Work.
Oh shit, you've heard of it.
I've seen it. It's wild. And that little red blood cell can't do shit right. But that white blood cell's like a bad motherfucker.
That's too much for me.
That shit was weird, dude. I didn't watch it that much. But I seen the first couple and I was like, man, this is something.
No, that's fucking weird. Man, is that TV strike still going on?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then
it'll be fucked in about 3, maybe 6 months. Run out of stuff to give us.
That's gonna be all AI created shit. And nothing's gonna look right. And
American Horror Story is using scab actors.
What is?
American Horror Story.
Probably a good thing I'm not watching that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it hasn't been good in forever.
Thought I'd give you a heads up just in case you did. Don't watch that shit.
No, I haven't watched it. 1980 was the last one I watched. That was really good, though. But the one with Macaulay Culkin wasn't good, so I stopped watching it again.
I don't do spooky.
You know what? I shouldn't do spooky. I don't know what's gotten into me lately. I've been watching some weird fucking shit lately. It's that damn Grindhouse group on Facebook. Like
the Larry scary stuff. Stuff that's like funny as shit, but a little bit scary.
Yo, speaking of funny, scary shit, do you guys remember in the first scary movie where dude was like, I see white people?
Yeah.
That apparently did not happen. Yeah, that's what I said too, bro.
Was it in the trailer?
I don't... apparently he didn't say that shit at all.
It doesn't make it in the movie.
Because that scene was also in the movie. He says, I see dead people, apparently.
Huh.
But everybody's like, oh, but he said, I see white people. And then there was like a little white kid running across the room.
Mandela.
Holy shit.
Nope. Yeah, that shit irritated me the other day, so figured I'd let you guys know about it. I see white people.
Man.
He's flabbergasted.
Hold on.
He just shook
his head. He says, I see dead people. Whoa.
Where's the parody in that? Is what I want to know. You know?
I'm so confused.
No, that motherfucker said, I see white people. I don't care what the fuck. No.
Wow, the Mandela effect is weird.
Yeah, dude.
Some said that the line only appeared in the trailer, but no trailer using the phrase has ever been found. Some believe the scene would not make sense without the white people line. It doesn't actually make sense.
Yeah, that's what he fucking said, did he not?
No.
Apparently not.
Well, that's just like in Snow White, she doesn't say mirror, mirror on the wall.
The fuck she don't?
It's magic mirror on the wall.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And I'm the goddamn Easter Bunny.
Yeah, that's what me and Dave said, and then we looked it up, and I was like, what? And I was like, there's no way.
Fuck the internet, man.
Just like the Berenstain Bears thing.
Yeah, that's not real either. That's all bullshit, too.
Like, I definitely... And what's crazy is I can't find any of my old Berenstain Bears shit to prove it. But that's all gone. I remember very vividly a Berenstain Bear book where Brother Bear is playing with these toys. And then he goes and he sees the... the movie about the toys, and then he has nightmares about it. And then I had nightmare about his toys.
I remember one about the guy, them trying to talk to this one dude, but then the dad was like, nah, he's a swindler. Don't talk to him. And that's when I learned the word swindler.
What the fuck is a swindler?
You know, a crook.
Yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker swindled me. You know?
Man. Do you remember the one where the panda bears moved to town and they treated them differently?
No.
That's a real one.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was weird.
I missed that one.
Hey, panda.
I don't think they realized what they were doing, but they might have.
At the end of it, like, you know, that was dumb. They should have been real nice to them.
Oh, man, these pandas are super fucking cool.
Yeah, look, they got bamboo. This stuff tastes great.
That sounded a little bit more like a forced apology. Okay, bamboo is so great. Yeah, bamboo.
Guys.
Man.
No, we're not coming over for dinner. Honey, vegans moved into town.
Oh, no. Man.
Anything but vegans.
So, I bought this Game Boy, you guys. And I realized the problem with it is there's too many games.
Yeah.
When presented with that many options, it's hard for me to pick a game. Because when I get the slightest bit bored of a game, I go, oh, well, there's fucking 10,000 on here. I'll just pick a different game.
Play Bomberman.
Yeah. Which Bomberman, though?
Super Bomberman.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Man, what have I been playing lately? I've been trying fucking PlayStation games. Legacy of Kain I've been playing.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and there was another...
Don't forget Soul Reaver, Legacy of Kain. Or Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I have Soul Reaver on here, too. So I'll have to check that out. Because I never played Soul Reaver. I played the demo for the PlayStation. I had it on PlayStation demo disc.
Do you have Rival Schools on there?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
That's a good fighter.
Let's see, my recent games. What was I recently playing? Oh, Monster in My Pocket. That was a fun game. Do you guys remember Monster in My Pocket, the toys?
No.
You probably know. He doesn't either.
Fucking Google it and show me a picture.
Alright, Monster in My Pocket were dope as fuck.
You're talking about Pokemon, huh?
No.
The original Pocket Monster.
It is funny that I got so into fucking Pokemon. And this was... Oh, it's sharing the wrong screen.
Like some Inception right here.
Sorry. Alright.
Oh,
so,
they grew.
No, they didn't grow. This was...
Were they like the stretchy things?
Nope. Oh, man. These aren't the ones I remember. You remember Monster in My Pocket? Yeah, these little things.
Yeah.
And they came in a little blind box. And I don't know, I guess there was a game with them or something. They had point values. But I don't know, I never played it. I just collected them. And fucking, there was an NES game about them. And the game came with a little promo dude.
Oh, yeah.
And you could get some at Big Boys. Let's see, they got the game on here.
Like the restaurant?
Yeah, the restaurant had
some. Oh, shit.
Oh, they brought them back in 2006? Wow, they looked really fucking cool in 2006. Man, you know, it's kind of crazy to think that Even that is old, because that was like 20 years ago almost.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Alright, I'm sorry. That's cool. You're I didn't good. Know that.
I'm interested.
I didn't Kotobu know that boss. That look fucking like shit. Boss. Kotobu boss.
Yeah, I'm under the winged number 24. Under the winged.
Oh. I don't like him. But that's what he looked like in the 2006 one.
That's pretty cool. And that vampire is goofy as fuck. So is that swamp thing.
What the fuck? It is straight up. It looks like Swamp Thing and that the Marvel dude combined.
It's the creature with the black macaroons.
Why would you bring back Monster in My Pocket after fucking Pokemon was a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, see, they're hoping people, oh, Mom, go get me that Pocket Monsters, that Pokemon. Oh, what? Pocket? Do they want Monsters in My Pocket? Is that what they want? They want the dumb parents to fall for it, buy that shitty toy instead of fucking Pikachu or whatever. Yeah, I would be pissed because I like Pokemon. Although I did like Monster in My Pocket, but as an adult or a teenager, no fucking way. Oh, Fighting Force
is the one.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing on here. Fucking
the original GTA.
Yeah, it's not on here.
Oh, that's dumb.
And yeah, it doesn't have GTA or GTA 2. And that makes me sad. I'm going to have to get those. But I'm thinking about getting this other emulation fucking handheld. It's like the size of a Switch Lite. And it's like $150, but it could play up to GameCube. Like,
you know what you should do? What? You should take that $150 and set it to the side. And then get another $150 and set that to the side with it. And yeah. Then do it one more time, and then just get you a Steam Deck, because that's the best way to go.
You are right. Maybe I should just buy a Steam Deck. I think I will like a Steam Deck more.
Then you could go up to you could probably emulate 360, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, at that point, I can just play the fucking PC version.
Yeah, Game Pass. You can probably get your Game Pass working on there somehow.
Although,
handheld PC.
I'd probably save up a little more and get the fucking alloy.
That ROG.
Yeah. Because it's a little Windows fucking thing. I could fucking Brooklyn beat down from it.
Yeah.
While I'm shitting right there from. I mean, I guess I could do that from my phone.
I guess I could do that now, but it'd be different.
But I can't have this background while shitting.
True.
So you guys can just get blurred out.
So you'll know I'm shitting.
Yeah. Yeah, because I can't shit in the fucking fountain in front of the church. Where is that at?
It's in Berlin. It's a museum.
Okay.
It's museum night in Berlin.
Man. I'll tell you one exciting thing. I found a operating system that lets this thing run DS games.
Ooh.
And so...
you can play Fossil Fighters.
I'm gonna finally play Pokemon Black and White.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm excited about that.
Which DS emulator is it?
I'm not sure. It's whatever is built into this other OS. It's like called Kokori or some shit.
Word.
I got Garlic OS on it right now. Fucking. But yeah, you can get all these fucking, they sell SD cards and shit with all these different OSs and ROMs and shit on. Because, you know, getting that shit's a lot different than it was fucking back in the day. Fucking, they really cracked down on fucking shit. But not if you're buying it from someone on Amazon. You know, on Amazon, they can sell me fucking Mario 64 on it for whatever. Or Tenmu or Wish.
You shop like a billionaire, motherfucker.
I have noticed there's, I haven't seen as many fucking meth pipes on there as I do on Wish. Like, Wish, every other item is a fucking...
Give it a minute.
A meth pipe. I'm like, what's wrong with this algorithm? I don't smoke meth. I don't want this... Coke
spoons.
Yeah.
They tried to sell me one time a little Coke spoon. It came with a little vial.
Oh, man. You know, I have looked at those and thought, you know, that would make a great dab tool. Yeah.
Right?
You know, but...
If I was to ever have a Coke spoon, I'd want to put it on a chain.
Yeah, I get...
Just wear my Coke spoon as a necklace.
Yeah, but you gotta get one of, like, a platinum fucking McDonald's fucking stirring spoon.
Yeah.
Like, I remember those little fucking spoons. You know, obviously when they were out, I was a kid, so I wasn't thinking Coke spoon. But as an adult, fucking shame on you, McDonald's. You knew what you were gonna do with those little fucking shovels. That's what it looked like to me as a kid, like a little fucking shovel.
Yeah, and now you know that there was a reason for that. Cocaine.
Yeah, people are like, wow, this is perfect. Thank you, Ronald.
We know it's tough having your kid ask you for McDonald's every night. So here's a Coke spoon to help you get that sweet, sweet release.
Man, these kids are in the other room screaming at the TV.
I mean, that shit's interesting, dog.
I don't know what. I can't hear because I got these on, but I can hear enough to
yell. I heard a little child.
Yeah, I had to tell them quiet down. That was fucking bananas. Fucking. You know, I think I like these. This thing, as opposed to a fucking Steam Deck, because it reminds me of a real fucking Game Boy. And it blows my mind that it can play PlayStation games, but I guess that's not totally impressive, because I guess my phone could technically play PlayStation games if I wanted it to.
Yeah. Hell, your phone could play PSP games.
Yeah, good point. My fucking phone is a pretty fucking little powerful beast. Oh, that's what he's doing. He's playing Pokemon out there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, he's been playing Pokemon Go for me every night.
Oh.
Man, have you guys done those routes? The route shit in Pokemon Go?
I haven't played Pokemon Go since they increased the price of raid passes.
Oh, how much did they increase the raid passes too?
They were like $250. For three. Now it's $500 for three. And you can only do 4 remote raids a day.
That's dumb.
And I was like, I'm out. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
They did that, you know, a couple of times. They just changed it up so much that, you know.
It's hard for me to play without remote raids. Because I live in a more rural area than most.
Yeah.
So it's just hard for me to fucking get to play.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about people that live in the middle of nowhere.
Nope.
They're like, fuck you, move someplace better.
Nope.
That mother...
I'm not gonna do it. Fuck you.
Nah, you know, I wouldn't do it either. Have you played any of their other games? Didn't they make a Harry Potter game?
I did try the Harry Potter one. It was kind of whack.
Obviously. I think
When
I think
it,
I tried.
Out, I played it a little bit, and it was okay, but Pokemon was better.
I think September the 14th, they have Monster Hunter Now coming out.
Oh, shit, that's another one?
Yeah, it's Monster Hunter, though.
There's a Pikmin one, right?
There is a Pikmin one, and I played it, too.
Man, and then I know there was a Witcher one.
I don't think that was Niantic, though.
Yeah, I don't think it lasted long, either.
No.
There's a Jurassic Park one.
There was a Walking Dead one.
That we collected zombies?
Something like that.
Like, Pokemon works because there's so many fucking Pokemon. You can't just throw that formula on anything.
Right.
Look at how many different walkers are there. Oh, it's the crawler. The one leg.
What do you call a pedophile with no legs? A creepy crawly.
Creepy crawl, oh god.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember creepy crawlers?
Yes.
I just saw some like Canadian guy. He asked me if I was having a hard time. He said, come on in, bud. He said, tonight we're making creepy crawlies and having tea. And he made some creepy crawlies. So, yeah, and that next one he played some Sega Genesis, made some tea. But he made tea out of what just looked like flowers. It looked like some potpourri he put into his teacup. And I wasn't fucking with that.
I have some loose leaf tea that looks like that.
And look like straight up like fucking dandelions.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You're just drinking fucking dirty plant water?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
There's some weed.
In there. Definitely. Some shroomies. Sometimes. Just to help take the edge off, you know?
Yeah.
Honey. Slap some fucking honey up in that bitch.
Do you put a lemon in there? A lemon slice.
Sometimes. Sometimes I put an orange slice in it.
He always puts a lemon and some honey. Yeah. You got the little stick for the honey?
No. No, I just kind of squeeze it out of the bottle.
You need to get the little stick.
I get them bears.
Do you make bongs out of the bears when you're done?
No, I've never done that, oddly enough.
I've never done it either, but, you know, just about every smoke shop I've been to as a teenager always had a bong made out of one of them fucking bears.
I mean, it's a cool one.
Yeah.
It is pretty fucking cool.
It is a classic. I did make one back in, like, the 90s.
Yeah, see?
Maybe.
That's fucking dope.
Like, maybe early 2000s, but yeah, it was a long time ago. Back in our, like, days where we were making gravity.
Sneaking bombs. Around, so we had to make shit. We're broke teenagers. We don't have money to buy glassware. Give me a socket. I'm gonna make something real quick.
Yep.
Socket Coke bottle lid.
It was crazy how resourceful fucking we were.
You ever make one out of a 2-liter and a bread bag?
No.
That shit was pretty crazy. You put your little socket or whatever, your bowl on the top of the Coke bottle, you know? And then you light it, and as you're lighting it, you're pulling the smoke with the bread bag, and it fills up the bottle in the fucking bag, and then you just suck the bag back into the bottle.
Okay.
Like, you cut the bottle like at the bottom, and then you tape this bag to it.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking wild.
Yep.
Kind of like the volcano, basically.
Okay, yeah, I've never done anything cool like that.
I've hit a volcano before. Them shits is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
pretty rowdy.
I used to think, you know, like, that thing costs like $400. I was like, man, like $400? Who'd ever pay like $400 for a smoking device? Like, smoke.
Look at you now.
Electronic smoking shit is expensive as fuck. Yeah, my email was like $300. That's too much.
Electronic shit just seems to be expensive as fuck now. I was trying to get a new key for my car, and this motherfucker told me it was going to be $150.
For a key.
Jeez.
But then it turned out to be not the right key. He said, I could order you the right key. It's going to be an aftermarket, but it'll end it, so it'll be $100, but it'll be $100.
What the
fuck?
What the fuck is an aftermarket?
It means it's not a Jeep key. It's somebody, like another company made it, and just works with Jeeps.
Okay. Well, I think it's kind of alarming that some other company just happens to be making keys that work with my Jeep.
Well, they're blanks, you know. They're blank keys.
Okay.
But they do have, like, a PIN number, and you program that PIN number to your Jeep.
Okay, that makes
sense. And you get the key cut the way the old one was cut, and then there you go.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because you still are going to have to get it programmed and cut. Like, it's not, you're going to buy this key, and you can just go open up somebody's Jeep and get in it and leave.
Okay. I was thinking that you could just fucking buy your key.
Yeah, no.
Like, oh shit, just bought fucking the master key off of fucking eBay.
Dealership told me it was going to be between $150 and $300.
Dealerships are assholes.
They're the ones that broke my fucking key.
They broke your key and then you pay for it?
Yeah.
How does that work?
You know. You know.
How'd they break?
I don't know, dude. I took it up there for an oil change and my key was fine. And then when I went to get back into my car after my oil change, I noticed my key was not in my little clicky thing. So I went in and I said, hey, my key is not in my thing. Like, it's gone. And the lady came out there and she's like, well, where did it go? And she was looking around and she's like, is it in the ignition? And I looked and that's where it was. But, like, why was it broken? You know? She said, oh, I've never seen one like this for these. You're going to have to get an aftermarket.
What the fuck?
You're going to have to get an aftermarket? Is that what you told her?
No.
Dude.
No, I just, because at the time I was thinking, eh, it's a key. It's not going to cost that much. If I need to fix it, I'll get it fixed.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, no, fucking key for that is goddamn expensive.
All right, so the lesson we have learned from this is,
when they fuck your shit up, raise hell.
Yeah.
When they fuck your shit up and you fucking see it before you leave, raise hell. Demand as much free shit as you can get.
And you'll get some. What I deal with every day at work.
What, people raising hell? Trying to get free shit?
Oh, yeah. Every day. Now that I'm the operator, that is all I hear. It's crazy.
I be like that.
Fucking. A lot of nincompoops in the world. But, oh, tacos!
It's taco time.
Fucking, I do like fucking tacos.
I like fucking tacos and eating them too.
Yeah. Oh, man. How did you do the taco? Oh.
Have you ever done both at the same time?
No.
That's true freedom right there, my friend. That's the American dream.
I pictured someone fucking an actual taco.
Yeah.
I Yeah, you know, got like a party pack or something, you know, taking a bite out of the taco and fucking the taco.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy could do it.
Crunchy taco.
Man, yeah.
Supreme.
Taco Supreme.
But I kind of want a taco now.
God damn
it. Yeah, right?
I got some taquitos.
Man, you know, I have no taquitos. I wish I had taquitos. I have a Hot Pocket, but I don't really want a Hot Pocket.
You're not hungry for a Hot Pocket.
It had magic codes on it. I just threw it away. I said, you know what? I'm never going to use this.
Yeah, what? You're not playing magic no more?
I forgot I could redeem it online. Oh, well. No, I ain't played that shit. I haven't fucking played. It was one of the Innistrad sets that came out. It was the last set I played. I've just been fucking watching the shit. I need to just leave it alone and walk away from it, but it's it's fucking man. But on that fucking note, we're at that point. My little tummy's rumbling, so I gotta go find some fucking food. It's that fucking taco's fault. But, you know where to find us at fucking thebrickleandbeatdown.com. Fucking. We're on YouTube. All that shit's at thebrickleandbeatdown.com. I don't know if he'll be this way when you view this, but he's this way for me. He's Stone Ninjas at stones.ninja. Fucking checking out. By comic.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesse, slinkycast.com.
I actually am halfway through editing an episode.
You see that? Fucking halfway through. There's about to be a new one.
And I think I'm going to start doing little 30-minute episodes where I review fucking comics and shit that I've been reading.
I like it.
Cool.
My cousin is wanting to get like a YouTube channel kind of thing going on too.
See that?
And we're gonna slap it under the SlinkyCast banner, I guess. I don't know, something like that. I think that's what the plan is.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Hell motherfucking yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And then
posted on what's going on, man. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And fucking, you know, there was something else I was gonna tell you guys, but I don't fucking know.
And keep Donnie in your thoughts.
Yeah, keep fucking Donnie's internet connection in Kentucky is shit.
Yeah.
So it's hard to play Fortnite with him. It's hard to fucking talk to him. It's poop. So say a prayer to Donnie's fucking internet. Fucking. Peace out, y'all.
Bye.